Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome, everyone, to this Off the Cuff. I'm your host, of course, Chris Martinson. It's Wednesday, September 4th, 2019. It's just after the close of markets at 4 o'clock. Big day in oil, up over 4%. Hey, but stocks were up strong, too. So were bonds. So is gold. Everything's up. And of course, the financial press will be out there searching for reasons. And you know what the reasons are if you're listening to this. You're among the curious who want to know what's going on. And of course, the headwaters of this story is the Nile of money coming out of the central banks. And so if there's too much money floating around, there's enough to buy bonds and stocks and precious metals and, of course, oil. But oil's up just a little bit when you look at it on a longer-term basis, say weekly or monthly, and I guess that qualifies as super long-term these days when I say monthly. So to talk about all of that and more, very pleased to have back on Art Berman. Art, good to be talking with you again.
Always good to talk to you too, Chris.
Hey, cross currents, lots of stuff. So let's start with energy. You know, I've been tracking gasoline consumption, and in the first week of August, it hit a brand new high, post-Great Recession high. So domestic consumption was back up again. And that's something that a little bit of trouble. There's a bunch of people who talk to me all the time, Art, and say, Chris, you don't understand, but, you know, the Tesla has changed everything. Electric cars are just going to almost immediately replace internal combustion engines, ICE engines, ICE engines, and that's it. We've hit peak oil demand, and I keep wandering over the data, and I keep seeing consumption go up pretty reliably overall. But I like to track it because it kind of tells you a couple things about the economy. But that was gasoline. Before I hit record, you were talking about diesel consumption. What's going on there?
Well, we can talk a little bit about gasoline since you're on the subject.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, we're at the end of the summer driving season, and gasoline consumption is strong. It's not quite as strong as it was in August of 2017 or 2018. But, you know, overall, the curve is moving up, and I guess we feel good about that. But you know, I like to look at things in terms of like the 5-year average. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that the 5-year average consumption has been heading down since about the first quarter spring of 2016. So we're above the 5-year average by a little bit, but the trend is going down. So what does that mean? Well, it means there's more of us driving cars, and therefore the overall number is still strong. But you know, we could. I mean, this inevitably, in my opinion, will tip. And the reason that I wanted to talk about gasoline right today, first off, is I look at crack spreads, and for those who I think we're talking about drugs. Crack spreads are the way that the oil refining business refers to what their margins are. So they bring a barrel of oil in, they heat it up, and they call that cracking. That's where the crack piece of it comes. And out the other side goes a lot of things, but mostly gasoline and diesel. And so refiners do a calculation, which is called the crack spread, where they take what it costs them to buy a barrel of oil and what they're getting on gasoline and diesel out the other side. And hopefully that's a positive number. And if it's a real positive number, then happy days are here. And if not, well, maybe not. But what's happened over the last several days is the crack spread has decreased by 51% since last Wednesday. So going into last week, that margin, if you will, that spread was like $18. And as of the third, which is yesterday, it's $8.78.
Now this is a story of inputs and outputs. So the price of oil, the input didn't go up so much. So I'm just guessing the output there wasn't a lot of demand for that on the market. Is that reasonable?
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.